Offside.
Alamut pod bombami. Poteka tretji dan ameriško-izraelskega napada na Iran. Iranski ajatola Ali Hamenej je mrtev. Ameriška mornarica in vojska sta na zadnji februarski dan iz Perzijskega zaliva in baz v zavezniških državah Bližnjega vzhoda začeli raketirati iransko ozemlje. Izraelska vojska je poleg raket nad Iran poslala vojaške letale. Kmalu po začetku napada je izraelska vojska raketirala rezidenco in tako uspešno izvedla atentat na ajatolo. Ciljali so tudi urad iranskega predsednika Masuda Pezeškjana. Po kratkem obdobju zanikanja je iranska državna televizija v nedeljo zjutraj smrt ajatole potrdila. Do zdaj sta obe agresorski vojski bombardirali več kot 2000 tarč, največ v Teheranu in njegovi okolici. Prvi dan imperialistične vojne sta vojski Združenih držav in njenega protektorata Izraela zbombardirali dekliško šolo v Minabu in pri tem ubili najmanj 153 ljudi. Tretji dan so ameriške rakete zadele iranski jedrski obrat v Natanzu. Iranska vojska v odziv na ameriško-izraelski napad raketira Izrael in ozemlja bližnjovzhodnih držav, kjer imajo Združene države Amerike svoje vojaške baze. Na udaru so Bahrajn, Irak, Jordanija, Kuvajt, Oman, Katar, Saudova Arabija in Združeni arabski emirati. Iran je proti napad izvedel tudi v sionistični tvorbi, kjer je napad zlasti Tel Aviv, zahodni Jeruzalem in Beršebo. Saudska državna televizija poroča, da je iranski dronski napad poškodoval rafinerijo Ras Tanura. Iranske rakete so med drugim zadele tudi letališče v Abu Dhabiju. Izpostavljene države so svoje zračne prostore vsaj delno zaprle. Po poročilu ameriške vlade je iranski vojski uspelo ubiti 5 ameriških vojakov. Evropske države so se ob začetku napada pritožile, da jih agresorska stran o svoji nameri ni predhodno obvestila. Združeno kraljestvo, Francija in Nemčija so že napovedale, da bodo sodelovale z Združenimi državami. Združeno kraljestvo je ameriški vojski v uporabo prepustilo svojo letalsko bazo na Cipru. Francija je v regijo napotila letalo nosilko. Ameriška in izraelska vojska sta napad začeli en teden po ponovnem začetku protestov na univerzah v Iranu. Tako se nadaljujejo konec decembra začeti protesti, katerih neposredni povod je bila inflacija. V diaspori prevladuje podpora vrnitvi monarhije z rezo Pahlavijem kot šahom. Z uporabo monarhističnih simbolov, kot je zastava s soncem in levom, je obnovitev monarhije podprl vsaj del protestnikov v Iranu. Medtem so v Omanu in Švici od začetka minulega meseca potekala pogajanja o grožnjah z napadom, ki jih ameriški predsednik Donald Trump ponavlja od začetka prvega vala protestov in o iranskem jedrskem in raketnem programu. Ameriška stran je od Irana v zameno za pakt o nenapadanju zahtevala ustavitev bogatenja urana za 3 leta, omejitev bogatenja urana na 1,5% po izteku tega obdobja in odvoz vsega urana, ki je bil že obogaten čez to omejitev, v neutralno državo. Iran bi se moral po ameriških zahtevah zavezati tudi, da ne bo prvi uporabljal raket in da ne bo dobavljal orožja zavezniškim odporniškim skupinjam. Iranska stran je zavračala predvsem vojaški del ameriških pogojev. Profesor na Mednarodnem inštitutu za socialno zgodovino v Amsterdamu, Turaš Atabaki, ocenjuje, da je vse to prispevalo k ameriški odločitvi za napad.
Nuclear energy, for example, was an issue that Iran insisted on that for many, many years. If you look at the situation inside the country, there were many occasions that the people, Iranian, demonstrated their very, very deep concern about how the government is ruling the country. But the reaction of the government was not according to a protest by a civic society. So all these together prepared the background for this confrontation. Within the Iranian society, there is a deep, deep division between the nation and the people, between the nation and the state, people and the government. And unfortunately, there is no room for negotiation, and the confrontation became even severe the late January when we had this confrontation in January, early January, when we had the confrontation. And the confrontation with the United States and with Israel became even deeper.
Raketiranje vseh ameriških položajev in zaveznikov na Bližnjem vzhodu je po oceni sogovornika preživetvena strategija Islamske republike po atentatu na Hameneja, s katero njeno poveljstvo upa na izsiljevanje premirja.
The position is that we try to extend the war beyond all frontiers and impose the war to neighboring countries in the southern of the Persian Gulf, to the east, to Iraq, even it is possible, I mean, maybe to the north. And then by extending, by expanding this conflict, they think they put pressure on the United States and Israel to just come to a ceasefire. A ceasefire that makes the survival of the regime possible. This is the only strategy they have. Their survival depends very much to impose a high price for the conflict, a high price to the United States, a high price to the neighboring countries. So what they do is a matter of offensive for survival. This is what they follow. But on the other hand, we have now a united front of all neighboring countries against Iran. Not only Saudi Arabia, but the Emirates. On the other hand, even, I mean, there are, I mean, some disagreement within the Turkish establishment. They are not happy with the extension of the war as it goes on. So the point is that I don't see a long-term period that Iran could go on with this policy. I presume very soon realize that the nays is numbered, then they come to a table of negotiation with the United States and with Israel.
Poleg atentata na Alija Hameneja prvi dan napada je iranska državna televizija danes potrdila smrti štirih poveljnikov iranske revolucionarne garde. Zaradi centralizacije oblasti okrog posameznikov v Iranu ima, po mnenju sogovornika, atentat na Ajatolo lahko za Islamsko republiko uničujoče posledice.
If you look at the Iranian establishment, is a very centralized, theocratic, somehow authoritarian state. The head state is gone. Ali Khamenei, the supreme leader, is gone. So that means in a very, very centralized state, there is less room for the survival. That is something this, I believe, I mean, this is my opinion, the days of the Iranian regime is numbered.
Ali Khamenei je funkcijo vrhovnega voditelja Irana opravljal od leta 1989. Po smrti Ajatole ga nadomesti začasni tranzicijski komitet treh predstavnikov. Ajatola Ali Reza Arafi iz iranskega sveta varuhov, iranski predsednik Masud Pezeškjan in vrhovni sodnik Golam Hossein Mousini Ijej. V skladu s 111. členom iranske ustave bo prehodni svet upravljal državo, dokler 88-članski odbor, imenovan Skupščina strokovnjakov, naj izbere novega vrhovnega voditelja. Zakaj v nasprotju s trditvami vlade o nemoteni kontinuiteti institucij sameni, da je bilo njihovo delovanje preveč odvisno od Hameneja, pojasni Atabaki.
The argument by the what was left from the Iranian establishment is we are based on institution. not the individuals. This is the argument of the Islamic regime in Iran. On the other hand, I don't agree with this. Iran, as I said, is very much depends on individuals, on very centralized states, and the role and the position of individuals matters. I give you an example. If you take, for example, Qasem Soleimani, the Soleimani was murdered by the American in Iraq. He was the head of the revolutionary guards outside Iran, the international, what they call it, Quds, the brigade. But after his death, after Soleimani's death, the whole establishment of these revolutionary guard outside Iran was really collapsed. So I think, I mean, the position of Ali Khamenei is very, very important. He is not replaceable. They can say that, I mean, we have chosen a source of an individuals or a group of the three to replace Ali Khamenei. They say that, but I don't believe this survival is a very, very temporary, and they could not, I mean, keep the cohesion of the state as it was before.
Po atentatu se je več 10,000 ljudi udeležilo žalnega shoda na ulicah Teherana. Medtem mediji iranske diaspore poročajo tudi o praznovanjih monarhističnih protestnikov. Ameriški predsednik Donald Trump je dejal, da je namen napada sprememba režima in ocenil, da bo ameriški in izraelski vojski to vzelo en mesec. Sprememba bi lahko ob izostanku kopenske invazije, ki je Trump ne napoveduje, potekala tudi po modelu ameriškega napada na Venezuelo, ko se je vladajoča stranka po ugrabitvi predsednika Nikolasa Madura prilagodila ameriškim zahtevam glede izvoza nafte in privatizacije naftne industrije. Glede na analizo sogovornika bi obliko nove vlade ob morebitnem padcu Islamske republike določilo protestno gibanje.
The Iranian society is very much divided. You can see that the regime still has got the support of the group of people. That's not deniable. Definitely, there is some base within the Iranian society supporting the regime. But these, compared to the others, they are a minority. The majority of Iranians, they're not happy with the running of the government, running of the country by this government, and they showed their disagreement, their protest many times in the last 20, 25 years. In different occasions, they came to the street and they showed their position against the government. On the other hand, I mean, what we have is now comes external element, external factor, and this is a war. War by war, the establishments becoming bigger, becoming the weaker and weaker. On the other hand, any regime change will be by the Iranian people, of course. I mean, what I can see that in the days coming, we have a social movement, people coming to street, regardless of the war as an element to support the change, the agency of the people is matter. So I think what we can expect in the days coming is people coming to the street, showing the protest, and going for a sort of transition period.
Izraelska vojska zdaj bombardira še Bejrut, potem ko je libanonsko antisionistično gibanje Hezbollah v odziv na raketiranje Irana izstrelilo rakete proti strelišču izraelske zračne obrambe v Haifi. Hezbollah je izvedel še kamikaze napad z dronom na britansko vojaško bazo na Cipru v odziv na britansko sodelovanje z Združenimi državami. Koalicija odporniških gibanj v različnih državah Bližnjega vzhoda, v medijih znana pod skupnim imenom Os odpora, med katerimi sta v odzivu zavezništva na genocid v Gazi večjo vlogo igrala libanonski Hezbollah in jemenski Ansar Allah, se zanaša na finančno in orožarsko pomoč Irana. V primeru spremembe oblasti in umika Irana bi po Atabakijevi oceni že oslabljeno zavezništvo razpadlo.
3 years ago, the story was different. We have a decline and decline of these axes of resistance in Lebanon, in Iraq, in Syria. You know, all gone. This is something that, I mean, Iran, the Islamic Republic of Iran, invested for decades on these axes of resistance. But, you know, all gone. They lost Syria, they lost Hezbollah in Lebanon to a large extent. The Hashd al-Shaabi in Iraq is in a very, very disarray. And the support that the Islamic Republic of Iran enjoyed some decades ago is gone. Now they are in a very, very weakest position. Iran is the backbone of support of this group. If there is no support by the Iranian Islamic Republic of Iran, there is no alternative for these groups, I mean, to keep going and to survive.
Nič ni resnično, še posebej Izrael. Vse je dovoljeno. Še posebej Izraelu. Offside je pripravil Matej.
Ακούτε Radio Student. Σας ευχόμαστε γάμα το σήμα και εικόνα που τα σπάει.